You had a lot of fury ice in front of you. He tried to jam it on the short side, and the goaltender was down.
Yep.
If you take a look at it, he had a lot of free ice in front of him. I don't think the other defenseman would have gotten to him for at least a stride or a stride and a half.
Whitelaw may have just gotten away with a hook. Badgers with possession in the offensive zone. Pitch and catch, Dexheimer, Fitzgerald. Back to Fitzgerald now. Right wing, Dexheimer, one-timer. That's blocked by Brand and ricocheted out to center. 3:28 left of the Badgers' five-minute power play, leading Augustana 2-0 in the series finale. Stramel dangling past Brand, drop pass near side. Fitzgerald walks in to the slot intended for Finley, broken up by Mobley, but back to Fitzgerald. The Badgers' far side, Whitelaw rocket into the glove of the goaltender Josh Kotai, who then stands up and hangs on for a faceoff.
Whitelaw's not timid about teeing it up, is
no.
he? Excuse me, but I'm wide open here. I'm in my wheelhouse would be a nice place to put it.
William Whitelaw, pretty good night last night. Couple of assists, six shots on goal. He blocked a pair of shots and was plus two. Good debut for the Columbus Blue Jackets third-round draft pick this spring. Wisconsin wins the faceoff again. Jugnauth is out there. Top of the left circle, it's DeSaint foul. Hash mark Cilia. Jugnauth pressured by Falk. Now Lucius with it. Right dot, looking left dot. No passing lane for Lucius. Here's Jugnauth straight away. Lucius with a little space. Left wing pass intended for Cilia off the stick of Ashan and into the crowd. And young lady's got a souvenir and celebrates as the fans cheer her on.
If she wouldn't have been paying attention, it would have given her a souvenir also, like yep. about 16 stitches in the top of her melon. Oh, well, it's the way it goes. Well, Carson Bantle seems no worse for the wear. He's out here on this second unit of the power play.
Actually, it's the line of Lindmark, Horbach, and Bantle in Lodge and Palatichuk at the point. So a regular forward line and D pair for Mike Hastings on this power play. Still 2:45 left in it.
Is that sending a message to the first two power play units, or are they just too tired?
Well, I know Hastings a moment ago was coaching the second power play unit, and they were turned facing their head coach on the bench. Here's Horbach now. 2-0 Badgers looking for more. Lindmark with it. Back to Horbach in the left corner. Turns and faces Lodge, right point, and he lifted
Daniel,
his head up
Daniel.
Instead of catching the puck on his stick and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. 11 minutes to go in the second. 2:18 remaining on the Badgers' power play. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. We'll pause for station ID here in a moment or two along our statewide network. Steal by Trumbly. He sends it back to the Augustana zone. That's where Brady Ziemers got it, former St. Cloud State Husky, and he sends it down. Chase Brand, former Madison Capital, hits the brakes. Now tries to peel back left side around Palatichuk. No luck as Joe held him up along the end boards, and here's Lindmark now. 1:45 left on this power play. Whitelaw with speed through center ice. Three Vikings back. Drop pass Finley protects to the point. Dexheimer. Dexheimer walks in. Right wing Fitzgerald. And he missed the far post on a one-timer from the right ring.
And there was about 40 square feet of empty net if he would have hit the net.
Fitzgerald scored the first goal of the season last night. The game winner plus three for Fitzgerald, who lit the lamp 16 times as a freshman at Minnesota State last year. Whitelaw on the rush. Backdoor pass off the stick, I believe, of Fitzgerald with Finley flying in left wing. Fitzgerald falls back from his knees on his skates with possession and looking to the goal line intended for Finley. That puck was deflected by Hutchinson into the protective netting and a faceoff in the Augustana zone with 9:52 left in the third. Badgers lead 2-0. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers with a 2-0 lead. Power play, wrister by Lucius out high right off the mark. Jugnauth holds left point. DeSaint foul to the corner. Cilia. Cilia pressured by Ruika and takes Cilia down. Now jabs him once and then with his left hand shoves the back of Cilia's head. Cilia had lost his stick. He's back on his skates. Lucius now being pressured near side by Vachon. Puck taken away. Ruika's got it. Two on two shorthanded for Augustana. Ruika dangling. Good poke check by the back checking Cilia. And the Badgers try to attack. Here's Lucius across the line. Power play continues. Tassie taps it off. Cilia can't get a shot off. Jugnoth's got it. Goal line left. It's DeSaint Foul. 20 seconds left on the power play. Jugnoth, right wing. Tassie, his shot blocked. Oh, by Zimmer. August Stanna doing a nice job on this five-minute penalty kill, and they clear. Wow.
Yep. And they're going to kill it all off, all 5 minutes. Not really any great scoring opportunities. Some good shots, but just as good a saves by the goaltender.
How about August Stanna? He's yet to score this weekend, but given it all, every second of this series so far, as August Stanna's back at full strength. 8:30 to go here in the second period, 2-0 Wisconsin. But the Badgers now 0-2 on the power play tonight and 0-8 this weekend. Shot out high, blocked by Wisconsin Scholl. Lindmark gains the red line, can't get it deep. Augustana's Meerman, pocket picked by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Lindmark, drop pass. Here's Horbach, missed the net, near side. Lindmark behind the cage, sets up Scholl. His shot blocked by Zimmer, kicked free and a whistle. And we got a penalty coming up on Evan McIntyre, I believe. Horbach may have instigated that, but McIntyre is going to get the gate, and we've got a stoppage in play. 8:06 left, second period. Wisconsin 2, Augustana nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Right now, get 11% off Clearview Cabinetry and give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves. Now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers on a power play, two-minute high sticking minor to Evan McIntyre of Augustana at 11:54. But Augustana wins the faceoff eventually and throws it through center. Vachon in a foot race with Dexheimer back in the Wisconsin zone, won it. And then banked it off the wall near side. Badgers now have possession as the Vikings back off a bit. Dexheimer up to center, drops it middle of the ice for Fitzgerald. Right wing Whitelaw looking, shooting, and he hit the crossbar. Oh, it went over the left shoulder of the netminder Kotai. He whistled that thing.
He's got a bullet. Give him credit.
Whitelaw, 36 goals and 62 regular season games in the USHL a year ago. He had five more in the playoffs and helping Youngstown win the Clark Cup Championship. Augustana just cleared the zone. Here's Dexheimer again. Top power play unit coming out for Wisconsin. DeSaint Foul with Cilia. Lucius. Bantle's out there now. Bantle replacing Tassie on this top unit. 58 seconds left on the Kunis power play. 2-0 Badgers. Shot by Jugnoth off the stick of Falk, and that goes out of play.
I think we understand what's going on now with Tassie out of there. It's not going to be anything except point shots or side shots, because Bantle's going to be the man in front trying to cause as much of a disturbance and take away the eyes of the goaltender as often as possible.
You know, having watched the Badgers practice since September 6th, 4 hours a week for the first 4 weeks, and really didn't work much on power play until this past week. Monday and Tuesday they did some work, a little bit on Thursday as well. Here's Jugnoth. He shoots one low, didn't get to the goaltender, swept out of harm's way by Augustana's Chase Brand and all the way down.
The expectation on that is that he's shooting what they call a pop, you know, puck on pad, so that there can be a rebound, and Bantle not in position to get that rebound.
Cilia to DeSaint Foul. Badgers onside. setting up in the offensive zone. 20 seconds left on the power play. Chip pass left wing, Cilia down to the goal line. Bantle walks back behind the cage, tried to stuff it. Stopped by Kotai, cleared again by the Vikings. And that'll do it, I think, for Wisconsin's power play. Although McClellan out of his net, long lead feed intended for Lucius. Hutchinson got in the way and took it away. And he'll play it around the far side wall and out to center it goes. And that will do it. The Badgers now 0 for 3 on the power play. 9 minutes of power play hockey. And nothing to show for it. Kerr now darts around Trumbly across the line. Shoots one low. Kotai save. Rebound ricochets to Kerr, who holds the zone left wing. Cycles down to Horbach. Stutter step move to his right. Tries to cut back left. Shoved off balance. Still has possession. Now it's Palatichuk. He went right. Came back left. Fell down. Upbound his skates again is Palatichuk, who's got the puck. Wisconsin's Lindmark shoots one, blocked by the Vikings and out to center again. 24-8 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Augustana has not had a shot on goal here in the second period. 5:25 left in it.
Well, what's interesting about it is that Augustana seems to be very, very happy with just block a shot. And instead of trying to get out of the zone under control, they're just dumping it.
Ooh, Palatichuk through the legs of Colton Friesen on goal. Kotai with a save. Borlicki goes to get it. Straight away now, Horbach. Thought about shooting. Dangles around one man. Shoots it low. Kotai save. Rebound. Lindmark looking for his second of the night. Kotai keeps it out. And then rung around and out by Hutchinson. Under 5 minutes left, second period. 2-0 Wisconsin. Calling for the puck is Tassi. He's got it near the Augustana blue line, but fumbled it. Chased it down in the corner. Planted along the wall by Simon Falk. Puck taken by Shea Donovan. Ran into Stramel. And now Lodge has it. Deflected to Vorlicki. Little speed across the line. Nudged it ahead. Finley, low left. Tried to carry it to the crease and paddle away by the goaltender Kotai. Badgers hold Vorlicki with it. Vorlicki left wing, Stramel. Now Lotch. They exchange places near the blue line. Lotch around one man low left behind the net. Here's a chance. Tassi. Puck got deflected and out towards the blue line. Good hustle by Lotch to hold. Tassi behind the net slows the puck. Works around Donovan, moves to his left, down the slot, sauce pass for Kerr, couldn't catch it. He was wide open right between the circles. Now tied up and thrown down by Falk, no penalty. Bischoff with a shot, McClellan save, rebound still loose to the left of McClellan, gobbled up by Chugnov. First shot McClellan faces in this period, he stones Hunter Bischoff. On transition, it's Tassi snapping one off, and Kotai with a stick save. Good end-to-end action here over the last few seconds.
And great goaltending.
Long-range shot by Wisconsin's Kerr. Glove by Kotai hangs on. 3:39 left in the second. Wisconsin 2, Augustana nothing.
A lot of scrambling stuff in front of the net. Badgers not able to pounce on any of the rebounds. Give Augustana defenseman credit because they're doing a good job of, if not clearing the puck and making a breakout pass, they're just chipping away at it, getting stuff out of the way.
Face off to Kotai's left. Cilia, DeSaint Foul, Lucius again. DeSaint Foul tied up. Lucius, Cilia tumbles down.
Pass. And a
hand pass called on Wisconsin. Cilia lost an edge, went down below the goal line, and the puck was right by him, and he pushed it with his right hand ahead to DeSaint Foul. A hand pass, face off outside the Augustana zone. Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Kerr, after the faceoff win, as Cilia was knocked down in a penalty coming up on Augustana. Badgers are going to get another power play. Puck behind the net. It's on the net. Lucius knocked it off the net and centered one through the paint. And then Augustana intercepts and the whistle blows. And a penalty comes up on the Vikings. Luke Mobley, it looks like, is going to get the gate. Cross-checking on Mobley at 16:42. And is this good news or bad news that the Badgers have their third power play of this period?
Not sure. It's one of those situations where Mobley lost the draw clean to Cilia. Cilia stepped in front of him. Mobley's like, I'm going to get the puck, and you're not going to stand in my way. So he just laid the lumber to him.
Wisconsin 0 for 3 on the power play tonight, 0 for 9 this weekend. Had a 5-minute major earlier in this period. Didn't have many quality looks. Jugnov, Lucius, Cilia, DeSaint Foul, Bantle on the number one unit. Lucius right dot, goal line, Bantle setting up Cilia, tied up. Cilia, though, able to out-muscle Vachon and play it to the corner. Now DeSaint Foul left side. trying to protect. But over there was Hunter Bischoff, who took it away. Short-handed Bischoff looking, shooting. Blocker save McClellan. Redirected out near the blue line. Poked ahead by DeSaint Fowl. 3-on-2 for the Badgers. Cilia, right wing, slot pass intended for Bantle. Good back check by Cilla, by Bischoff to break up that play. Now Lucius steals. He's got it. Walking in. Looking slot. Jugnoth. He'll shoot one. And where is it? Scrambling in front. Kotai. Lucius had a chance. He gets knocked down. DeSaint Fowl. Now Bantle tries to pull it free and does. Off the heel of Lucius's stick. And Cilia's got it. 108 to go on the power play. Bantle goal line right in front. DeSaint Fowl chopped on it. Went to the corner. Now Jugnoth. 2:18 to go in the period. 2-0 Badgers, and a pass by Jugnoth intended for either DeSaint Fowl or Lucius. Didn't heed either one of them. And all the way back into the Wisconsin zone it comes. McClellan out of his net. Lucius calling for the puck. He'll bump it off the end boards now to William Whitelaw. Two-man forecheck on the penalty kill for Augustana. 2 minutes left in the second period. 2-0 Badgers.
Got nothing to lose by forechecking two guys.
No. Whitelaw now. Here's Finley. Finley had it whacked off his stick by Brand. Behind the net, though, it's Fitzgerald. Christian Fitzgerald, 16 Gs for the Mavericks of Mankato last season. Sauced it across right side. Stramel, only 5 goals for Stramel as a freshman a year ago. The first round pick of the Minnesota Wild. Backside pass, Whitelaw, intended for Fitzgerald. Blocked, eventually gobbled up by Dexheimer. Right wing, Fitzgerald. To the corner, Stramel. Now Fitzgerald, Dexheimer. 6 seconds left on the power play. One-time blast. Whitelaw missed the net. Off the glass, all the way down. Badgers now 0-for-4 on the power play and 0-for-10 this weekend.
He almost missed a rink on that one.
Here's Whitelaw now darting back into the offensive zone. Skates around Hutchinson behind the net. Gets past Stark. Runs into Trumbly. Lost possession. Lifted back out to center by Augustana with a minute to go in the second period. Vikings have yet to score this weekend. Only 25 shots on goal last night. Only 11 tonight. Kyle McClellan has been perfect. And when tested, he faced a couple of quality chances here in the second period and made some nice saves. Out high, shot by Donovan, blocked by Wisconsin. Horbach's got it. 1-on-2. He weaves to his right.
Offside.
And offside. He weaved a little bit too much to his right as Lindmark was rushing into the offensive zone. Offside called on Wisconsin. Before the Badgers hit the ice every weekend, stay up to date with the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us every Tuesday or Wednesday night to discuss their squads and the series to come. Our next show is this Tuesday night at 7:05 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Wisconsin outlets its own zone for Licking. Horbach couldn't catch it center ice. Vachon redirects a lead feed down deep into the Wisconsin zone. Lodge bumps it back for Vorlicki, who continues the reverse to the near side in Lindmark. Owen with his head up, 8 seconds left. Horbach at center, 6. Horbach across the line, 3. 2 Lindmark, one-time blast loose in front of the goaltender. Turnaround shot, dribbles towards Kotai. He puts his right pad out to stop it, and the horn sounds, ending the second period. The Badgers, 20 shots on goal to Augustana's 3, but only 1 goal scored, that by Owen Lindmark at 5:55 from Quinn Finley and Tyson Jugnoth. After 2, it's Wisconsin 2, Augustana nothing. We'll take a 3-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Brian and Ian back here at the Kohl Center. Two periods in the books. Wisconsin leads Augustana 2-0. Lone goal scored in the second period by 50-year forward Owen Lindmark, his first of the year. Quinn Finley and Tyson Jugnoth, the helpers. An even strength goal at 5:55. And after Lindmark scored, in fact, 20 seconds later, Jack Jensen for Augustana took a 5-minute major for contact to the head of Carson Bantle. Thankfully, Carson okay, but the Badgers had a 5-minute power play, failed to convert. Shortly after that, McIntyre took a high sticking penalty, 2-minute power play, Badgers failed to convert, and then Mobley, late in the period, took a cross-checking penalty, another 2 minutes on the power play for Wisconsin, failed to convert. Four power plays tonight, 9 minutes, and only 11 minutes, only 9 shots on goal, and only 7 shots on goal in the 9 minutes of extra man advantage they had in the second
period. Yeah, that's a big issue. But you see, like, when Whitelaw was at the end of the power play, mm-hmm. he just comes down and shoots a rocket, and it ends up back down in our own end. It's a frustration-type shot. It's a desperation-type shot. Several of those types of shots were taken, but if you take a real good look at the shot chart, I mean, all the rebound stuff, the chop at stuff in front of the net,
yeah.
Badgers owned the front of the net but didn't own the back of the net. That's what my old coach used to say. You can own on the front of the net you want, just own the back of the net next time you're chopping away at it. And it's a big issue because every shot that was taken on the power play was contested. That's the one thing that really stood out to me, that every shot was contested. There was no free shots except for a couple that Matty DeSaint Fail took on the far side, but he was at not the greatest angle in order to take those. So it made it tough, but I guess I look at the other part of it is that Augustana, a first-year program, had 14 block shots in the first two periods.
Not bad.
That's not all bad.
No, and their goaltender last night, Zach Rose, was good. Their freshman goaltender tonight, Josh Kotai, has been good. He stopped 20 of 21 shots on goal in that second period. He's got 30 saves through two. Kyle McClellan only had to make 3 stops in the second period. He's got 11 saves through 40 minutes. Wisconsin leads Augustana 2-0 in the second intermission, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows around 32. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 53. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Treating you and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Got a few minutes before we do that. Ron Vincent, one of the all-time greats in Wisconsin hockey history, swinging by here. You know, I mentioned last night that Simon Tassi, sophomore with the Badgers, was the BCHL MVP a couple of years ago with Salmon Arm and won the Vern Dye Memorial Trophy. You know, five former Badgers won that Vern Dye Memorial Trophy as BCHL MVP. Did you know that?
John Newberry. Paul Hauk. Vinny.
Ron Vincent, who's here tonight.
Maybe Ed Liebler. I don't know if that would be too far.
Former first-round pick by Wayne Gretzky. Kyle Turris.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a Z in his name. He was the setup man. One of Wisconsin's all-time top 10 assists leaders. Mark Zangerle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And see, that was the time when I was gone. I don't remember those guys as well as
sure.
I do the other guys.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Newberry was... He was that dominant in junior hockey that I just never thought that he would stop.
He was pretty good at the college level, though, too.
Yeah, he wasn't all bad. And I do appreciate the fact that during the video, as they're talking about Badger hockey is everything,
yeah,
they do show the scuffle
yes.
between North Dakota and Wisconsin at the Coliseum.
Sure. You got to show that, right? You got to show that.
A little more than pretty goals were scored in those games.
Yeah, that's the Badger brain teaser of the night. We're going to quiz Ian and on the road Paul Capobianco periodically and see
if
that's
an unfair advantage.
Why?
Mr. Sports Information.
Yeah, so what? But your mind is like a steel trap.
Yeah,
you know everything and everybody, Ian.
I know a lot of people, I will admit that. When I was talking to Mike Hastings, he goes, how long have you been here? And I said, well, since 1974. And he goes, you never went home? No. Was gone a couple of years. But the end all be all is that, played for Bob Johnson, worked for Bob Johnson, yep. Worked for Jeff Sauer, played with Mike Eaves, did the radio with Mike Eaves.
Yeah.
Tony Granato was a recruit, and when I was an assistant here, and now Mike Hastings is the only guy I know nothing about. I got nothing to hold over his head.
You'll find something at some point, I'm sure. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan held off Providence 5-4 to split that series in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin's next home games will be November 3rd and 4th against the Maize and Blue. Michigan State swept Lake Superior State with a 4-2 win. Notre Dame, a home split with Clarkson, a 3-0 Irish victory. Tonight, Minnesota and Bemidji State are playing an exhibition game at New Mariucci Arena. Now, 200 by 87, a near NHL-sized rink after the large lake that they used to play on. Wisconsin's next game will be next Friday night, or this coming Friday night, in the Icebreaker Invitational at Bemidji State. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with face-off at 7 o'clock. And the second game of the Icebreaker Invitational has Wisconsin at Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks to play North Dakota Saturday night, October 14th. That's a 6 o'clock face-off on the Badger Sports Network.
I might have to go home that weekend.
You can if you'd like.
I'd like to go to Saskatchewan, but have a couple intermediate stops, although I'm not a big fan of Highway 2.
No, I'm not driving anything up there. No, I will not. All right, Badgers lead 2-0. First period goal from Carson Bantle. Second period goal from Owen Lindmark. Both teams at full strength as we start period number 3 here at the Kohl Center. Cilia's out there, Lucius, and D-Sane foul. Palatichuk pinches. Falk poked it towards the blue line, but not out. And now eventually the Vikings get it out. Here's Hunter Bischoff, and he's offside just across the Badger blue line. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
They're calling a two-line pass
or intentional offside.
Yeah, that could very well be. Basically, I was going to call jump ball, but...
Fitzgerald and Mobley to take the faceoff in the neutral zone, and it squirts free, and Daniel Lotch over to get it near the Badgers bench. Lotch to Mike Forlicky. Mike with the puck, headmans now to Whitelaw. Stepping up was the defenseman Brady Ziemer to slow Whitelaw's progress, but William threw it behind the net. Fitzgerald, Whitelaw, low left, rises one short side, stopped by Kotai, ricocheted out to the blue line, and Trumbly plays it through neutral ice. Lotch skates away from Mobley and Trumbly, and now collision between Whitelaw and Ziemer. The puck free, though, to Augustana, and Mobley will fire it down in.
I think Whitelaw might have taken the worst of that, even though he was the initiator. As far as the check was concerned, he kind of went gingerly off the ice.
Yeah, kind of favoring his right shoulder a little bit. Now, this learning experience, as Mike Hastings said, he admitted earlier this week and even last week and probably the week before that, that he's still not satisfied with the conditioning of his hockey club. And then time that will come. Again, you get 4 hours a week to practice with the coaches on the ice, and they did that for 4 weeks. There was preseason skating, yes. Badgers cough it up in the offensive zone. But then a handful of full practices, roughly 90 minutes over the past week leading up to this weekend. And now Tom Inkroth, the strength and conditioning coach, is mandated to or challenged to or in charge of keeping these young men or getting them in physical and aerobic condition to play back-to-back nights. And sometimes it takes time for that to come. Wisconsin just iced the puck.
They should run to practice. I don't imagine that they have the Badger 5-mile run anymore.
I don't think they do.
No. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Stramel won the faceoff. Kerr got held up with a stick, no penalty. Tassie now through center. He got spun around by Falk, no penalty. And now Finley freezing. And Wisconsin's Lindmark just tripped up Namovsky.
We had two Badgers go down.
Interference on Wisconsin's Lindmark. Yeah, I didn't think the next one would be on Augustana, considering that all three penalties in the second period were against them. Here it's interference on Lindmark, and so Augustana still looking for its first goal as a program goes on a power play.
And a monumental power play in the sense that should they score here, this becomes a nail-biter.
Yep. It's a 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Augustana 0-for-3 on the power play tonight, all in the first period. Had 5-on-3 for 20 seconds. Failed to convert. Lindmark in the box takes away one of Wisconsin's best penalty killers. Cilia and DeSaint Fowl out there right now. Cilia to the bench. And now they will bring out Fitzgerald on the penalty kill. DeSaint Fowl, I believe, will be replaced by Horbach, and he is.
Fitzgerald just seems to be like such a calm, cool, and collective.
Yeah.
And not going to let anything rattle him.
Puck deflected by Horbach to Wisconsin's Palatichuk. 2-on-1. Horbach now. Fitzgerald shot. Nice save by Kotai. Turnaround shot low right by Fitzgerald. Stopped by Kotai as well. Boy, he reacts well. If he's on his knees, he'll get back up. Pushes off quickly. Gets to his left. Two fine saves on shorthanded bids by Horbach and Fitzgerald.
Fundamentally very sound, but reaction-wise, very, very quick. I can understand in junior hockey why he was such a success. Especially playing in the Premier League of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League.
Yeah, battle for the North Stars. Again, the goalie of the year in the SJHL. A .935 save percentage and 32 wins in leading the North Stars to the league championship. Fitzgerald now will be replaced by Cilia. DeSaint Fowl will come out to replace Horbach. Also working this week on the penalty kill were senior Sam Stang and freshman Owen Mellenbacher, but both have been healthy scratches tonight and last night. 45 seconds left on the Augustana power play. A 2-0 Wisconsin lead. 16 and a half minutes left in the third period here in Madison. Rudd Rude, left wing. Here comes Chase Brand. Thought about stopping. Instead, sweeps it around to the right corner. That's where Nemovsky's got it. Tried to feed Falk to the corner. Puck came out to McIntyre. Right point. Rudd Rude now with it. Steps in. His shot off the stick of Palatichuk. And the glass held in by Brand. Sent to the corner. Palatichuk quickly there. The referee got in the way. Now Nemovsky finds Brand. Open man McIntyre. Swings it right side. Rudd Rude. Backside left. Here's Mierman. His shot stopped by McClellan, who came out to close off the angle. Oh, he was a good stride outside the blue paint. Mierman now looking backside right. Rudd Rude was wide open, and Mierman fanned on the pass attempt. Lindmark is out of the box. Badgers kill off the power play, and McClellan, a sliding save to his right on Mierman's bid. Keeps it a 2-0 Wisconsin lead with 15:42 left. 13 saves tonight for Kyle McClellan following his 25-save shutout last night.
Well, I was about to say, if there was any question who was going to start tonight, he's answered those.
Off the draw, long-range shot deflected by Friesen. Ricocheted off the end boards. Friesen retrieves, put it in front, redirected by Will Howard through the crease. McClellan let it go. Wisconsin's Finley went to get it. Tried to tap it ahead. It neutralized for Scholl. Didn't get through. Taken by Howard. Cuts to the slot. Cut off by Wisconsin Scholls. And now Stramel will slide it ahead to Scholl. Slowed by Shea Donovan at the red line, but Stramel now with possession. He tumbles down, tried to draw a penalty. There will be none. And now Augustana's got the puck once again. 15 minutes left in the final period here at the Kohl Center. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Get up.
Bischoff finds a man in the slot. Shot off balance by Friesen, blocked by the Badgers. Lindmark engages with Friesen. Puck in the corner. Now it slides far side. Kerr coughed it up to Falk. Steps around Kerr, trying to get around Lindmark, who cross-checks him in the chest. Puck slid away from Falk. Finley came down from the right wing and then falls and able to bat it out through center and all the way down. Icing waved off. And Finley gingerly gets back to the Badgers bench, but gets a couple of knuckles from Cilia and DeSaint Fowl and a nod from head coach Mike Hastings. Oh, Falk walks around a Badger Jugnov, who pulled on Falk and another man, Hutchinson, who had joined the rush. McClellan slid to his left. He lost his blocker. A penalty coming up on Wisconsin's for Varlicky.
There would have been an original shot on net had Varlicky not stuck his stick up under the armpit of the Augustana player, so it'll be a pretty obvious two-minute minor for hooking.
5:35 on Varlicky for hooking. Fifth power play of the night for Augustana. Lindmark will take the draw, and he wins it to Kerr, who gets there quickly and hammers it down. So Horbach and Lindmark on the PK. Now Cilia replaces Lindmark, and Cilia finds himself with a biscuit out at center ice, and Kerr sends it all the way down and skips it on goal, and Kotai has to make a glove save. And then his defenseman McIntyre just skated right in front of him in the crease. Here's Mirman now. Augustana shut out last night, trailing 2-0 here tonight with 14 minutes left in the third. Puck eludes Nemovsky. It comes to the near side. De St. Foul gets underneath him to get leverage and some space, and Wisconsin's Palatichuk clears.
And the defensemen have got more shots on net from our zone, killing the penalties, than Augustana does in the offensive zone.
Vikings dump it in. McClellan first to it. Tapped it near side to Lodge. Didn't handle it cleanly. Taken by Falk. He'll skate it back behind the net. Big right-handed forward. Slowed by Dexheimer, who's on the PK now. Here's Vachon. Vachon cycles back Mobley. They're working off the left wing wall. Lodge came out. Lindmark takes him now. Here's a shot by Hannon. And McClellan may have gotten a piece of it. He got knocked down by Vachon. No penalty. And a rebound attempt went wide. Badgers get it out to center. They need a change.
Yeah, and I think the Augustana player was hurt during that altercation in front of the net.
Arnold Vachon slow to get back to the Vikings bench. Cilia, dangerous backhand from behind his own net right in front, but it found its way to De St. Foul, and the Badgers clear with 20 seconds left on the Augustana power play. 2-0 Wisconsin, 12:43 to go here in the third. Hennon. Drop pass back to Quinn Rudrud. Right-hander flips it across to Mirman. Mirman falls over Wisconsin's Kerr, and we going to get another penalty or too many men on the ice? Too many men on the ice against Augustana? It's got to be. Wow. Wow, that nullifies the remainder of this power play. Not much time left in it. They had a too many men on the ice power play last night, too. And that's bound to happen in a new season.
I must lost my counting numbers or whatever it is.
Didn't see it.
I don't get over five because I only got one hand that's free. Oh, well.
7:29 time of the penalty.
So we'll skate 4-on-4 for 6 seconds, and then Bucky will enjoy a two-minute minor or a minute and 54-second power play.
Yep. Fitzgerald, Finley out there.
Sure like Dexheimer. To see them get rewarded.
Yeah. Dexheimer's there. Whitelaw, too. 4-on-4, as Ian said, with 6 seconds left in this penalty to Vorlicki. Fitzgerald won it to the wall, but right to the stick of Brady Ziemer. He gains the red line, scoops it down in. Wisconsin at full strength. Vorlicki out of the box. He'll sprint across to the Badgers bench, and Charlie Stramel joins the power play. As Bischoff tried to carry it around behind the net to the front of the cage, but cut off by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, leads the rush the other way. Fitzgerald, escape move right wing, looking for help. Mobley on him. Fitzgerald still with possession. To the goal line, Stramel out to the point now, Dexheimer. Badgers looking to add to their 2-0 lead on a power play for another 90 seconds. Finley pins the penalty killer along the wall. Wisconsin. It's Stramel trying to get to Donovan. He went up the middle to the stick of Bischoff. Now to Mobley. Mobley shorthanded left wing. Stramel carries him into the glass. Mobley steals the puck. Cutting him off as he heads to the net was Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, who has possession. There's Christian Fitzgerald now. Skates past Trombley. And looking for some help, and he finds Dexheimer now, and the Badgers will get things going. Kunis power play for Wisconsin for less than a minute now. 2-0 Badgers lead. Finley plays it to the left.
Oh!
And got crushed, hammered by Jeff Hutchinson, the 6'2 freshman from St. Louis.
But clean.
Finley's up. It went to the end boards hard, but he appears to be okay. Not complaining or looking at the trainer. Here's Lucius now. Cilia hard to the net. Lucius left wing. Hands off Jugnauth now. 30 seconds left on the power play. Lucius, right circle. His shot blocked in front. May have hit Wisconsin's Bantle. Chip towards the corner. Bantle after it. Hutchinson 2. Bantle had it chopped off his stick. Jugnauth now with it. Power play winding down. DeSaint foul to Jugnauth. Badgers up 2-0 halfway through the third. Lucius right dot looking. Shooting one off the side of the cage. Ricocheted off the end boards. Jugnauth can't get there. DeSaint foul does. 8 left on the power play. Lucius right wing. Peels away from Hutchinson. 4 seconds on the man advantage. Lucius goal line. Bantle didn't catch cleanly. Forced behind the net. Power play expires. DeSaint foul with it left wing. Looking Lucius. Right side. Settles. Shoots. Got through. Saved by Kotai. Cleared by Augustana.
All that work for next to nothing.
And that's an icing called on the Vikings because Augustana had gotten back to full strength after the too many men on the ice penalty had expired.
Interestingly enough, it was a whistle that the Badgers really needed because they had 4 forwards and 1 defenseman out there.
And we've got a timeout called by Augustana. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Media timeout was coming at the next break, but Garrett Rabboin decides to take his timeout as the Badgers redirect in front. Lindmark stopped by Kotai. Sawyer Shaw was engaged to the right of the netminder for Augustana. Couldn't pick up the loose change, and Augustana clears it all the way down. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. Badgers unable to convert on their last power play. They're 0-5 tonight, 0-11 this weekend. But this game is still very much in the balance. And so Rabboin uses his timeout, even though there's immediate timeout to come. Hennon will scoop it in, and they'll head for a change. That allows Wisconsin to take possession of the puck. And back into a 1-2-2 neutral zone forecheck. Mobley watches Lotch skate to his left and dump it in. Tassie can't handle far corner. Fitzgerald now pins Meerman against the wall for a moment. Meerman battling back. Now Bantle with it. Tried to walk the defenseman Zimmer. No luck. Spun around to the near side. Held in by Palatichuk. Head and shoulder fake. And then he took a shoulder by Trumbly right into the near side wall. Good check that time by Ben Trumbly, the sophomore from Bovee, Minnesota.
Going to dump it deep next time.
There are a few Augustana fans who've made the trip from Sioux Falls or elsewhere. 8:54 to go in the third. Steele Meerman. Right circle, Trumbly. His shot, not much on it. Well, wide of the mark. Trumbly's got it again. And then he flips it back behind the net. Palatichuk cuts underneath Mobley, preventing him from playing it cleanly. Good work by Dexheimer to cut off Mobley's path again. Donovan with Bantle on him. Those two going at it, former Wisconsin teammates. Donovan now with Augustana. Badgers finally take possession. 8:25 left in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin lead. First period goal for Bantle. Second period goal from Owen Lindmark. Lucius out there for Wisconsin on the forecheck. Tassie as well. Spun around by Kotai out to center ice. Zach Scholes with it. A Badger freshman making his collegiate debut. Cilia spins away from pressure right corner. Right-hander faces the net. Now out high. Scholes shoots one low, and Kotai snags and hangs on. Timeout, 7:59 to go in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on your siding project with 11% off everything at Menards. Update your home with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. It's low maintenance and comes in 16 popular colors. Cedar Creek is built to last and is backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Get 11% off your siding project and save big money at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their Dream Maker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. A 2-0 Wisconsin lead. 7:59 to go here in period number three. Badgers after a weekend sweep. Wisconsin won the draw. Long-range shot straight on by Kerr. Waffled away by Kotai. Lucius had it batted off his stick, and it trickles to Kotai on his knees, covers, and a face-off to come. Augustana's not going away. Still giving the Badgers some problems. Kotai's been good. Wisconsin 42 shots on goal. I mean, 87 total shots on goal for Wisconsin in this weekend series. Only 6 goals out of that so far.
I only count the ones that go in.
Is that it?
That's my new theory.
And that's okay. We're certainly allowed. Face off to Kotai's left. Usain foul battling for it. Pulls it away from Hutchinson. Back around behind the net. Centering pass through the low slot. Too hot for Cillier to handle, but the Badgers still with possession in the offensive zone. Lucius plays it to the corner again. Usain foul got underneath Hutchinson. Hutchinson at 6'2", now able to kick it free. Can't clear, though. Kerr kept it alive, and eventually it slides free to Colton Friesen. Friesen with it, former Superior Yellow Jacket. Hands off to Rudrud, poke check by Lucius. Rudrud's got it back. Lucius in pursuit. Cillia now on Rudrud. Long-range shot got through, and McClellan off a stick. He had to kick out his right pad at the last second. Reactionary save by Kyle McClellan, and the outlet by Scholes off the stick of Lucius, but just rolls back into the Augustana zone. No icing. Wisconsin gets a change. Under 7 minutes to go here in the third period. It's 2-0 Wisconsin.
And the game is pretty much a tic-tac-toe. Each team very much okay with just dumping it out of the zone and regrouping and coming back in. Not going to take any chances that'll cost them. Well, let's put it that way.
Wisconsin just got away with too many men on the ice. Cruz Lucius was headed to the bench and ran into an Augustana player, fell down, and the Badger that was going to replace him came on the ice anyway, so there were 6 skaters right there. And Garrett Raboyne, the Augustana coach, complaining to the referee. Oh, nice redirect in front by Falk, and once again a fine save by McClellan. Wow.
He hasn't had many, but he's had been tested on several.
Yep. Puck loose behind the Augustana nets. Horbach, Lindmark battling for it. Rolled free behind the cage. Hayden Hennon has it now for Augustana. Badgers take it away. Scholl dumps it into the right corner. Sawyer Scholl in pursuit. Pops away from him. Luke Mobley now gives chase. Mobley 3 years at Clarkson. 91 games played. His sister Olivia now with the Ohio State Buckeyes women's program after 3 years at Quinnipiac. Here's Loch. Palatichuk, Badgers out of their own end. Stramel, left wing Finley. Donovan could have taken a run at Finley, just hip-checked him and popped the puck free for a moment. Now Dexheimer's got it. 5:40 to go in the third. Finley across the line. Left wing, one man on him. Fires a shot, save made by Kotai. Rebound loose in the right circle. Batted to the far side, Dexheimer. Finley with a sneaky quick shot that time. Here's Finley again, right goal line. Setting up Stramel, he snapped his stick in half. Donovan tries to skate out of his own end, but had it pop. popped off his stick. Now Meerman with it. Augustana has possession. 5:15 to go in the third. It's a 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Domofsky now with it. He'll flip it into the right corner. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald goes to get it. Fitzgerald played his junior hockey a couple of years ago in Tri-City. Played only 27 games due to injury. Had 8 goals and 19 points, though, and really had a fine freshman year at Minnesota State.
I despise guys like him who make the game look so easy.
Doesn't he, though?
Oh, just floats.
Left-hander, number 13, Christian Fitzgerald. And he's had a rough training camp, you know, as they were starting preseason practice. Wisconsin just iced the puck. Christian was hit by a car. He was on a scooter and over off of Dayton Street, and car pulled out from a stop sign, didn't see him, and popped him. No serious injury, but they were being cautious with him. And he's gone down and practiced a couple of times in the last 2 weeks as well. And earlier tonight, he takes a shot off the right hand from his own teammate. But Fitzgerald is a gifted skater, good centerman, penalty killer. He can shoot.
Just
he can
so
score.
Fluid.
He is fluid. Christian Fitzgerald from Coquitlam, British Columbia, home of Badger Ben Streets.
Yep.
Streeter, a national champion as a freshman in 2006.
Beautiful place to live.
Oh. Streeter's still playing, I believe, too. Maybe his last year coming up. Here's Donovan across the line. Shoots one towards the front of the net, blocked away by the Badgers. Bantle tried to clear, got enough of it with Whitelaw's help to get it to center. Now Donovan picks it up. He shoots one again, jugged off with a block. Donovan wants to be the first Viking to score in Augustana history. And he'd love to score against his old mates.
Yeah,
under 4 minutes to go in the third.
There is a little extra incentive there.
2-0. Vikings with the lead. I beg your pardon, the Badgers with the lead over the Vikings.
Don't get sloppy.
Here's Zimmer now, right side. Mobley, no-look shot, stopped by McClellan, cleared, and icing's been waved off. Augustana will play its home opening series next weekend, Saturday and Sunday against Bowling Green, part of their CCHA membership that begins officially in the 25-26 season. Badgers will play a couple of former WCHA foes next weekend. First, Bemidji State on Friday night at 7, and then Saturday at North Dakota at 6, and both games on the Badgers Sports Network. On the attack, Meerman now, left wing. Tries to stutter step Kerr, who took none of that and rubbed him off in the right corner wall. Lodge now with it. Scoots it along. DeSaint foul. Knocked off balance from behind. Puck taken away. Trumbly with it. Slow-moving shot off the skate of Cilia to the corner. How many sticks have Augustana snapped in half?
That will
this
be
weekend?
Seven.
Wow. Here's Cilia now, 1-on-4. Backpedaling to the goal line of the offensive zone. Slowed. McIntyre took him in the wall. Cilia still working for the puck, and he's going to win it free against two Vikings. David Cilia, nice play. Whips a pass across to Dexheimer. 2:35 to go in the third. 2-0 Wisconsin. Behind the net, Horbach lost the handle. Ruika now has it for the Vikings. Meerman, he'll dump it in. Icing waved off, or beg your pardon, offside waved off. And now Lindmark goes to get it. It's taken away. Domofsky now with it. Low left. Fell down as he tried to shoot. Didn't get it on goal. Extra attacker now for Augustana. Steal by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Skates to the red line. Shoots to the empty net and scores. An empty netter at 17:53 in Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead, and it looks like a series sweep in hand to start the Mike Hastings era.
That'll work. Works for me.
Yeah. Right?
Works for me. And if there was anybody who deserved it, Owen Lindmark's had a heck of a game. And his defensive prowess is coming to a head here, and I think it'll be hard for Coach Hastings to find a better penalty killer and a more defensive-minded center iceman. We talked about strength up the middle.
Yeah.
He's one of the big ones.
Well, and Lindmark has had a good weekend for sure. Really good in the faceoff circles last night. Been better here in the last couple of periods for sure. Bantle knocked down from behind by Hennen near the Augustana blue line, but not violently enough to warrant a penalty. Bantle got right back up. Here's Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Stick handling, right circle of the attacking zone, looking. Had Kerr open for a moment, elected not to pass. Now takes it to the right point and dumps it down in. Lindmark right now officially unassisted. He stole the puck, the pass, and skated to his right and gained the red line. And scored into the empty net. Here's Finley now looking for his third of the weekend. His shot blocked by Hutchinson. 1:12 to go in the third. It's 3-0 Wisconsin. Here's Palatichuk now at center. He'll scoop it down deep.
I was surprised. I thought he was just going to go crazy and
right?
go all the way end-to-end, Bobby Orish.
There's a pass by Friesen ahead to Meerman. Back-checking, the freshman Whitelaw strips Meerman of the puck. Pokes it ahead for himself, but too far. Now to the stick of Stramel, who lobs it ahead. Whitelaw with speed gets around Friesen. Down to the goal line, right centering pass intended for Finley. Intercepted by McIntyre. Out to center it comes. Dexheimer gets to the puck. 39.